Morning, church. The verse 41, Martha, Martha, the Lord answered, you're worried and upset about many things, but only one thing is needed. Mary has chosen what is better, and it will not be taken away from her. And that's the one. Mary has chosen the what is better. That's the one inspired me most to study on this one. And these things I have not discovered on my own, but just I listen some sermons and the other books. So it's not my own invention or something I find out new, but it's already revealed and I am sharing with you. And may God bless us as we share this study. Let's pray. Our loving Father in heaven, we thank you, Lord, that we can able to come and study your word. Lord, as we begin our study now, Lord, we pray that you will inspire our hearts and minds so that we'll be receptive to hear you and willing to obey you, Lord. And also, please bless me and hide me, Lord, and speak through me, and let this message be blessing to us. And also, help us to prioritize and apply in our day-to-day life, Lord. We ask this in your name. Amen. As we read in the scripture, we see the two women. One is meditating Mary and meddling Martha. Martha is sitting at the feet of Jesus while her sister Martha, she's keeping busy, occupied in kitchen. But we can cast these people into two groups. Either can be Martha personality and Mary type of personality. Mary is quiet and contemplative, while Martha, on the other hand, is highly driven and outspoken, vocal and organized to force. Mary and Martha are the sisters of men Jesus raised from the dead, who had been dead for 4 days, whose name was Lazarus, and they lived in a little village outside the capital of Israel, Jerusalem, called Bethany. And they were friends of Jesus, and Jesus on one occasion visiting the home of Mary and Martha. And with gladness and excitement, they both welcomed Jesus into their home. But as Jesus went into teach into the room, and as Bible says, Mary followed Jesus and sat quietly at the feet of Jesus. But while Martha went in another direction towards the kitchen to prepare a meal for Jesus. Martha wasn't preparing alone in the kitchen and became agitated because she was left alone and she has to do all the preparation. I don't know what kind of food she prepared, but maybe a big meal or maybe baking bread to prepare some sandwiches, or she might be making some salad. But she was not happy. Mary was sitting next to feet on Jesus, leaving her to do all on her own. And as the time passed on, she exasperated and burst out of the kitchen and went into the area where Jesus was teaching. And she's so upset that she doesn't even speak to her sister Mary, and she didn't bother to say, excuse me, Mary, can you come and help me? But instead, she ignored her sister and went straight to Jesus. Jesus, don't you care that my sister had left me to do everything on my own? And as we read this story, we know that this is an open-ended story because we don't know what had happened after the confrontation. We don't know whether Mary got embarrassed and left sitting at Jesus' feet and to help her Sister Martha. On the other hand, we don't know whether Martha has to leave her cooking and sit on Jesus' feet. We don't know. Or instead of making a big meal, we don't know whether she had changed her mind to make a snacks or a small, like a finger foods, what we call it. I don't know. But we don't know. But we know several things as we try to do the work of the church, and we can learn many lessons from it. And one, Martha's diligence. Martha was a diligent woman. She was an overachiever. She was a driven woman. She just didn't work to live. She lived to work and showed her love for Jesus by serving Jesus in the kitchen. Looking at Martha, she might have worn an apron, or she might have had a messy finger with her elbows by, what do you call that, making a dough she might be on, or she might be chopping her vegetables or her greens or cucumber or anything, whatever name it, to it. But Martha is somebody who shows to cook. And now, let us look at Martha's sister, who is on the other extreme of the temperance scale. While Martha is diligent and Mary is a devotional person, while Martha is in hot kitchen and Mary is content to be at the feet of Jesus. So we have two different temperament and two different orientation. Martha is a task-oriented person doing jobs, while Mary is a relation-oriented person building relationships. So if you're a Mary type and not a task type like Martha, and you tend to be like Martha, you're going to be a frustrated man or a woman. I thought most will be men. I thought I can exclude men, but men are there. I can't exclude you. Men or a woman. Martha is just occupied to be in the kitchen to cook because of the gift of her hospitality resides in Martha. Mary would be frustrated by trying to imitate Martha. If you are hungry and if you go knock on Mary's door, she might have called some takeaway and get it delivered, and you can have a free of choice what you want. But the Bible says Mary is at the feet of Jesus. What does it mean to be feet at the feet of Jesus? And if you turn our Bibles to Revelation chapter 19, 10, it says, "And I fell at his feet to worship him." At the feet of Jesus meant to worship, and worship is celebrating God. And if you read to turn to Acts chapter 22, verse 3, and here you can see Paul says, "I'm indeed a Jew born in Tarsus of Cilicia, but brought up in this city at the feet of Gamaliel." Paul sat at the feet of Gamaliel, who was a great teacher. So to sit at someone's feet also signifies discipleship. And if worship is celebrating the love of God, discipleship is also celebrating the love of God. Discipleship is coming to coming to Bible studies, and either we can attend conferences or attending faithfully Sabbath school, and or attending retreat or any conventions where we have the opportunity to study the Word of God. And the people in the church who just love to be like Mary, they can worship all day long and they don't have any restrictions, and they won't tell to the preacher, you are allowed only to preach 20 minutes or 30 minutes. You can go for them day long and no problem with them. And they are the Mary type of individual. But Martha loves to church, but she also loves a kitchen. So just, she doesn't want to be in the church as long as Mary does. And now what happens when Mary, who is a devoted woman, and Martha, delighted woman, clash, when they both clash together? What happens when they conflict each other? And what's the best way to worship and serve Jesus? Now, we have Mary and Martha's dispute, Martha's diligence and devotion, and Martha's diligence and Mary's devotion, and Mary and Martha's dispute. But we see they both welcome Jesus into their home, and Mary goes to sit at his feet in an act of worship and discipleship, while Martha to go to the kitchen to get the food ready. And she's expecting Mary to join her in the kitchen anytime. She's waiting and waiting for Mary to come. And she's getting very impatient now as Mary didn't turn up and she's tired. In fact, she's trying to get her attention by throwing the spoons on the door and throwing the vessels or knocking on the door, but nothing happened and Mary didn't turn up. And Mary says, I'll be there in a little while, but she is not there. And Martha thinks that I can't take it anymore. It's too much on me and I'm stressed off. And she goes out of the room to her sister and says to Jesus, Jesus, don't you care that she left me to cook alone? Two women on the extremes of the temperamental scale. And now, what valuable lessons we can learn from this story. Number one, your temperamental influences how you show your love for Jesus. And as we see, Martha didn't love Jesus more than Mary, and Mary didn't love Jesus more than Martha. They loved Jesus in a different way, and the way you love Jesus is based on your temperament. So if you are the kind of person that likes to be in church all day and way into the night, that's because that's your temperament. But if you are the person like to be in the kitchen, likes to serve, that's your temperamental. But please remember that the person who is in the kitchen all the time are not spiritual than those who are present in the sanctuary. And also those who are in the sanctuary don't think that you are more spiritual than those who are in the kitchen. And second one, not to criticize anyone because they don't show their love for Jesus like how you do. We all show in a different, and we are unique in nature. And some believers believe that they are in the church all day, that they somehow have a measure of spiritual superiority on those of us who don't want to be in the sanctuary all day long. And some Christians are more demonstrative in the price. It doesn't that mean that much for some to get fired up. On the other hand, there are others who tend to be very analytical. You may take notes and you may mark each line in your Bible because it's the way you are. But those of you who shouldn't shout or you shouldn't think that you are more spiritual than those who are sedate, subdued, and cool Christians, because we all are different. Martha can say to Mary, you're not serving the Lord because you're not in the kitchen. And same way, Mary can't say to Martha, you're serving the Lord because you're not sitting at his feet. Because God needs one of us to be in the kitchen, and God needs some of us to be in the sanctuary. And number three, Martha's diligence and Martha's devotion, and Mary and Martha's dispute. Now, we may wonder how Jesus is going to solve the problem and what the conclusion will be and what the judgment that Jesus is going to pass it on. As while Martha complains, and thus she complains, doesn't she? She waited for Jesus to render a verdict, and she's confident that Jesus is going to be on her side, because she always believes that Jesus is on our side. And she is very confident that Jesus will say, Mary, that's enough. You go and help Martha, because she has to prepare food for me. And apart from me, there are 12 disciples, and some might have joined with Jesus to listen to him. And she might have thought Mary to go and help her, but Jesus turned the script in a different way, and sometimes Jesus will turn the script on us too. As Jesus said in verse 41, Martha, Martha, the Lord answered, you're worried and upset about many things, but only one thing is needed. Mary has chosen what is better, and it will not be taken away from her. And Jesus had something to say to Martha, and God something to say to Mary as well. He challenged both his women, because there's always a danger for Martha's and Mary's character. He's saying to Martha, be careful that your work is produced by worship. Make sure your work is motivated by love for God, because it's possible to do what's in the church and not be born again, or work in the church and not motivated by love for God. It's possible to every willing work to do in the church and work like don't for the Lord and not be motivated out of worship and out of love for God. You can always tell when some are walking in the they walk in the church and they're not motivated by worship, because you may see they get upset very quickly and you can't tell anything, a word to them. They get agitated very quickly because they are not motivated by love and worship. They become agitated and critical about others. Now, when things don't go on the way and they're not happy, and when it's not happening what they want to do, and that's their attitude, because they are working but not working with the right motivation. No one wants me to help in the kitchen. Why are you in the kitchen? Because you love the Lord. There's nothing worse for those who work for the Lord with an attitude. You are as people waiting on the door, and someone may come and ask you a bulletin, and you may give them, or you may work in the children's department where you don't like the children at all. And sometimes you may serve faithfully as a treasurer, but you're not setting an example by returning your tithe faithfully. And you can join the choir or a deacon or a church elder, or you can do whatever you want to do in the church, but you have to do it because you love the Lord, not because the others are doing it. Jesus is saying, if you want to work, but always remember to whom you're working for. Because you shouldn't get upset that Mary is not in the kitchen because you're not caught up on Mary. Whatever you do, do the best and give the best because you are getting the food ready for Jesus. And so he is saying to Martha, make sure your work is motivated out of love and worship. But he's also saying something to Mary. And who are the Marys? Marys are the people who love to be in church all the time. And they don't want the preacher to stop preaching. They can't get enough chance. And they want to be at the feet of Jesus. And there's nothing wrong being at the feet of Jesus. What Jesus is saying to the Mary types is, who love to praise God and shout hallelujah, while it's important for the Mary types to make sure the work is motivated by love and worship. Martha types, he's saying to you, Marys, who you love to be in church, make sure your work produces, make sure your worship produces some work. In other words, you can be at church all day, and after the church, you don't want to talk with people, or you want to do anything to help with anyone. And if you're not bothered about anyone, your worship is in vain. And that's why the story about Mary and Martha is preceded by another story. Before Jesus speaks about Mary and Martha, he talks about another story to tell to the Mary types. And we all know it's a very familiar story where we read about the Good Samaritan in Luke chapter 10, 25 to 37. And here in this story, Jesus is saying, when someone in his need, just don't close your eye and pass by. Just he's saying, if you're inspired and you got the Holy Spirit, your spirituality have to motivate to help somebody. So he says, Mary, you worship, but make sure when your worship is over, you work. And Martha, you work, but make sure your work is motivated by your worship and your love for me. Then he says something to Martha that all need to hear. It's in verse 42. But one thing is needed, and Mary has chosen that good part which will not be taken away from her. So when it comes to work or worship God, both is good. Being in the kitchen is good. Working with children is good. And preaching from the pulpit is good. However, said, one thing is needful. Mary has chosen that good part. What Mary is doing, she's sitting at the feet of Jesus, worshiping and developing intimacy with him. Closeness with Jesus. So he says, of all the work you can do, intimacy with Jesus is the most important work. We can singing in the choir and we can preach. It's not important because most of the preachers may go to other side. You know why? Because they are doing it but not motivated out of the love of God. It's not worship. As Jesus says that you're worshiping with your lips but your heart is far away from it. The same way, even I can preach, but if my heart is not right with God, then my worship is vain. And doesn't mean or doesn't guarantee that we are in the church, we are saved. So our motivation should be with intimacy with God. Why intimacy with God is more important than either singing or being a deacon or being an elder in the church? He gives an answer in the last verse of 42, which shall not be taken away from her, which is saying that every work we do in our church will be taken away. One day, I may not be able to preach, or my health may fade away, and I may go with some other disease where I can't stand up, or my eyes may fade away, my ears go deaf, and I can't hear. But intimacy with God is an important thing, which won't be taken away. And that's why, if you read in Psalm 23, David says, "Yea, though I walk through the valley of shadow of death." And he didn't say that my friend will be there or my fiancé will be with me. But he says, "You are with me." When I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, God is going to be with me. So, I want you to work. We are not saved by our works, but we are saved to work. God wants us to work, but the most important work is the work of intimacy with Jesus. And here's the rest of the story. It's ended. And we don't know whether both learned their lesson or not. We don't know whether they changed or not. But let's see whether they changed their lesson or not. Let's turn to John chapter 12, verses 1 to 3. Six days before the Passover, Jesus arrived at Bethany, where Lazarus lived, whom Jesus had raised from the dead. Here a dinner was given in Jesus' honor. Martha served while Lazarus was among those reclining at the table with him. Then Mary took about a pint of a pure nard, an expensive perfume. She poured it on Jesus' feet and wiped his feet with her hair. And the house was filled with the fragrance of the perfume. Okay, we are noticing what happens when this time when Jesus visiting Mary and Martha, and that 6 days before he is going to be crucified on the old rugged cross. And let's see whether Mary and Martha had learned the inspired lesson. And there again, they're having another banquet to honor Jesus. So somebody has to cook. Again here, we see Martha is in the kitchen doing all the things as usual, what she used to do. And also, Lazarus sitting at the feet of Jesus. And where do you think Mary will be? Yes, sitting at the feet of Jesus. So, did Martha learn her lesson? Yes, she did. She's cooking, but no complaints. She's doing everything, and she is serving quietly and willingly. She's not complaining. But have you thought Mary learned her lesson too? She did. And she was sitting at feet, and also whether she realizes that Jesus is going to be crucified and she is getting ready for his crucifixion and burial. So you can see she takes a very costly perfume and pours on his head, and It runs over his feet, and now she takes a hair and wipes his feet. And so we know they both learned the lesson. And if you are Martha, work, but make sure you're doing it because you love Jesus. If you're Mary, worship, but make sure your worship results something good for someone else. And may God help us as we prioritize and study and be faithful to Jesus.
Martha, Martha, why do you trouble yourself so? Won't you sit and just let go so I can hold you? Martha, Martha, the things you do, will they can wait? I promise you, you won't be late if you'll just trust in me. Mary's chosen the better part, you see. Here she sits down beside me, trusting not within herself, and merely waiting on my help, staring deep within my eyes. Christian, Christian, why do you sit and worry so? Oh, you've got to let it go so he can hold you. Christian, Christian, all you do to try and make him love you more, well, it can wait. Just learn to trust in him. Jesus has a better way, you see. He's done it all so that you can